print.
Welcome to America Tonight, the big story. Nelson Mandela dead at the age of 95. Jeff Holtzman joins us from Talk Radio News. Obviously, Jeff, because certainly of the impact of Mandela, this is a huge story, one we knew was coming, but today is the day. I know this is just all unfolding, but I can imagine people in Washington are reacting.
Yeah, there's a lot of mourning taking place, Kate, really on both sides of the aisle. Mandela was a transformational figure. He really united people from all walks of life, all races, genders, ideologies, and so forth. And, you know, already we're hearing some somber reaction. A number of folks in Congress have already put out statements. I've got a ton of them right in front of me. Bob Menendez, who's the Senate Foreign Relations Committee chairman, said that Mandela taught us about humanity in the face of inhumanity and left an unjust world a more just place. Elliot Engel, who's the top Democrat on the House Foreign Relations Committee, said that Mandela inspired generations around the world with his resilience, which allowed him to survive 20 years of unjust imprisonment. Indeed, Mandela spent 27 years in prison, 18 of which on Robben Island, which is notorious for being just a harsh area, harsh environment to be in. And, you know, the president himself, President Obama, who is, you know, shares a lot of similarities with Mandela. Mandela was the first African-American president, or African president, I should say, first black president of South Africa. President Obama, the first African-American president in the United States. President Obama visited Nelson Mandela this past summer. He visited his old jail cell. President Obama at the time said Mandela set an extraordinary example of moral courage, kindness, and humility. And, Kate, President Obama actually will issue another statement in just about 5 minutes or so. The president will issue another statement on Nelson Mandela, remembering the man that he was.
Yeah, we've got that coming up in Mandela and his impacts and talking about that. He actually, didn't he at one point go to Congress or walk the halls or something? I can remember. I mean, he came to the United States many times.
He did. You're right. In 1994, actually, Mandela visited Washington. He met with President Clinton at the time, and then he actually delivered a joint he addressed a joint session of Congress in October of 1994. And that was, of course, after he had, won the presidency. He served as president of South Africa for 5 years after he was freed from prison in 1990. Just a remarkable man. And also a guy who for a while was considered to be a terrorist and went from having that reputation to a uniter, to a pacifier. And somebody who at the end of the day just really wanted to see equal rights, equal treatment of people regardless of race.
Yeah. All right. Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Kate. Take care.
Bye-bye. So the big news is Nelson Mandela. The president had plenty to say. We head to the White House, and here's a couple of minutes of President Obama on Mandela.
At his trial in 1964, Nelson Mandela closed his statement from the dock saying, "I have fought against white domination, and I have fought against black domination. I have cherished the ideal of a democratic and free society in which all persons live together in harmony and with equal opportunities. It is an ideal which I hope to live for and to achieve. But if needs be, it is an ideal for which I am prepared to die." And Nelson Mandela lived for that ideal, and he made it real. He achieved more than could be expected of any man. And today he's gone home. And we've lost one of the most influential, courageous, and profoundly good human beings that any of us will share time with on this earth. He no longer belongs to us. He belongs to the ages. Through his fierce dignity and unbending will to sacrifice his own freedom for the freedom of others, Madiba transformed South Africa and moved all of us. His journey from a prisoner to a president embodied the promise that human beings and countries can change for the better. his commitment to transfer power and reconcile with those who jailed him, set an example that all humanity should aspire to, whether in the lives of nations or our own personal lives. And the fact that he did it all with grace and good humor and an ability to acknowledge his own imperfections only makes the man that much more remarkable. As he once said, I'm not a saint unless you think of a saint as a sinner who keeps on trying. I am one of the countless millions who drew inspiration from Nelson Mandela's life. My very first political action, the first thing I ever did that involved an issue or a policy or politics, was a protest against apartheid. I would study his words and his writings. The day he was released from prison gave me a sense of what human beings can do when they're guided by their hopes and not by their fears. And like so many around the globe, I cannot fully imagine my own life without the example that Nelson Mandela set. And so long as I live, I will do what I can to learn from him. To Gresha Michelle and his family, Michelle and I extend our deepest sympathy and gratitude for sharing this extraordinary man with us. His life's work meant long days away from those who loved him most. And I only hope that the time spent with him these last few weeks brought peace and comfort to his family. To the people of South Africa, we draw strength from the example of renewal and reconciliation and resilience that you made real. A free South Africa at peace with itself. That's an example to the world. And that's Madiba's legacy to the nation that he loved. We will not likely see the likes of Nelson Mandela again. So it falls to us, as best we can, to for the example that he set, to make decisions guided not by hate, but by love, to never discount the difference that one person can make, to strive for a future that is worthy of his sacrifice. For now, let us pause and give thanks for the fact that Nelson Mandela lived, a man who took history in his hands and bent the arc of the moral universe towards justice. May God bless his memory and keep him in peace.
All right, so 27 years as a political prisoner and now dead at the age of 95. And you think, what was the impact of Nelson Mandela, listening to the president saying the impact on his life and to so many others? Remember, he pushed for the Rainbow Nation, and remember the Rugby World Cup, the first ever event of its kind that was held in South Africa since the end of the apartheid era, the sporting boycott. And you had rugby, a game that was played almost exclusively by white people, which made it tough for Mandela to make it happen. It was a tough sell, but it worked. Remember, there was a 2009 movie about it, Invictus, starring Morgan Freeman as Nelson Mandela. We'll remember Mandela, plus get you up on all the buzz in D.C. and much more coming up on the flip side here in America Tonight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, and many of you have heard the best-selling lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I want to let you know that Dr. Wallach will be in Minnesota July 16th giving a free health seminar. Discover how over 900 diseases like diabetes, obesity, and cancer can be avoided and reversed just by getting a mineral-rich diet. You heard me right. There has been groundbreaking research in nutrition. And if you're tired of prescription side effects leading to more drugs causing even more side effects, come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. Seating is limited, so come early. Discover how you can take charge of your own health. Come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. That's Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th, 6 o'clock p.m. Or call 866-860-2086 for directions and times. That's 866-860-2086. Again, that's 866-860-2086.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 4th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1227.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1272.15, 636.08 for a half ounce, or 318.04 for a quarter ounce. That's 1272.15, 636.08, and 318.04.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
His emergence from his many years on Robben Island is one of the true heroic stories of the 20th century.
Absolutely. No matter what your politics, you have to say there's certainly heroism in that. I mean, I can't even imagine in my mind for 1 second spending 27 years locked up. And, of course, a big chunk of that, as we've already talked about, on Robben Island, which was a horrific hellhole. Nelson Mandela, the impact that he had on the world, trying to spread peace and love and not being somebody who came out of that experience filled with rage and hate. I certainly think that's something that's a big takeaway from Mandela, and the fact that he was able to unite a lot of people in South Africa, certainly. And I really believe that lack of bitterness is incredible, is a remarkable feat. How many people could be in a hellhole like that for that long of a period and come out the way that he came out? I mean, we knew this was coming with Mandela. We knew that he was on death's door, and you heard Bill Clinton there talk specifically about him being imprisoned, and I agree with him in how amazing that is, and truly that's one of the things that made Mandela one of those characters who just broke the mold when it came to meeting with all kinds of people. And I think his service, ultimately, the final farewell to Mandela, is going to be just, frankly, a who's who of former world leaders, current world leaders, and, you know, everybody in between from A to Z. And I was thinking about this today. You know, there's that movie that's out coming out about Mandela, and there was the one in 2009 that was made about the whole rugby deal and how huge that was to even make that happen, and Morgan Freeman playing Mandela, and how tough it is to, how tough it is as an actor to play someone like that, a character who's has that amazing reach all over the globe, because how many people, you know, can you name, maybe, I can name maybe five that have that same kind of, or had that same kind of impact, and Mandela definitely, definitely had that. And he had a sense of humor, too. He had a sense of humor to boot. So throughout the show, we'll weave in comments from other people about Mandela and his impact and all that sort of stuff. And like I said, imagine being in prison for 27 years. How cold are you right now listening to me? Because this is a very cold end of the week and into the weekend for most people in the United States, especially the Midwest. Temperatures really dropping there. And also, the weather is a big story. I always say we're about the buzz in the backyard. The weather, the winter storm, is a huge story in the Southwest and in parts of the South, too, because it's snowy, it's icy, it's really one of those storms that's packing a punch in the sense of 1, 2, 3, and it's a knockout if you're not careful. I've already seen in my own neighborhood, in our satellite studio, Dallas, Texas, massive ice. An inch and a half of ice. Everything is canceled. We went from 80 degrees on Wednesday to now 25 degrees. Freezing rain and sleet. But I know my friends in the great Midwest are chuckling. You're listening to me, aren't you, RC and the gang in Illinois? How about in Missouri? And when you hear people say 28, we are freezing, you do kind of chuckle because you think of the kind of weather that you're used to getting. Our friends in North Dakota, our friends in South Dakota, how about in Iowa? And I've been and lived in many of those places, and I know the difference between what people call, ooh, a little winter weather and serious winter weather. But the ice is a bad thing. Man, if I had the choice, so you have the choice. Give me your ice. This is just with nothing mixed. Give me ice. Give me sleet. Give me snow. I'll take snow any day of the week. Even if you have to roll me back to the 50s and we have to put chains on the tires. Remember when you used to put chains on the tires? I mean, not in my lifetime, we didn't put chains on the tires, but I can remember my great-grandmother talking about chains. They had to put chains on the tires. I used to say, what is she talking about? You live in New Jersey, chains on the tires because of how slippery the snow would get. But there's this weird Arctic air that's just grabbed hold in the center of the country, so that's why the temperatures have dumped the way that they've dumped, and it's you know, in Oklahoma, the governor there, Mary Fallon, already declared a state of emergency because of the storm, saying the weather's bad, it's getting worse, the roads are slick, it's awful, it's dangerous, and, you know, in a lot of places. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol said that there were 50 winter-related or weather-related accidents, 50 of them, and for the first time in 26 years, there is a parade, there is a Dallas Christmas parade, and they canceled it on Saturday because they figured who's going to go there. There was also a big marathon where 30,000 runners were supposed to show up, and they say they're going to run this on Sunday, but boy, I wouldn't want to run on ice if the ice is still there, because some of that's supposed to continue and return, in fact. In Arkansas, they're saying the weather is looming, it's unsettling, because they know that you've got this winter weather mix, but sometimes in Arkansas, for example, you can get tornadoes. Even if you're just a couple of degrees above freezing, it can still make a difference. So there's school cancellations all over the place. I mean, listen, when you're a kid, what's the best thing? School. School's out on a Friday. Are you kidding me? Giving you a three-day weekend? That's the best, right? And you're not going to send kids to school in the ice. You're not going to risk the bus ride or having to take them and pick them up. So far, flights in a lot of places are on schedule, but I bet you that you're going to get some cancellations for Friday. I would be certain of that if you're traveling anywhere in parts of the Midwest and in the South. Probably you'll see that there's going to be some delays. How about this? I mean, where's the coldest place right now in the U.S.? Someone told me that the one of the coldest places is Hot Springs. Like, I want to go there and check this out. Hot Springs, North Dakota. Wind chill, minus 26. Are you kidding? Minus 26? Is that when your, like, eyelashes stick to the top of your face? Because it's just, oh, it's just brutal when it's that cold, isn't it? That's when you have to do the face mask thing. There's no way around that. You can't be vain if you're a woman. You know, it's like if you live in the Twin Cities where the mothership for the Great Big Bad Network is. You got to be a hardy woman when you live in Minnesota. You know, you could be a beautiful woman, but you can't worry about your hair. If it has to go flat because you got to put that face mask on, you put that face mask on. And look, our pal Izzy in Missouri knows what I'm talking about there. It's not about glamour. It's about keeping warm. 6 inches of snow on Wednesday. That's what they got in Minnesota. In two harbors, they were digging out from under 3 feet of powder. None of my boys told me this. Nathan Reeder, you didn't tell me that two harbors, Minnesota, they got 3 feet of snow.
It's because I'm stuck in the not snowy studio. It's horrible.
There's not a snow machine to make you get in the mood for snow inside.
Well, there is Kyle.
And he's manufacturing snow. Just cut up those, take some of those old papers, turn them over, and just start to slice them up.
Well,
man,
he's got this winter thing going, really.
Oh, winter. You just got to get used to it. You know, it's funny. People complain about the seasons. What's the season you complain about the most? Is it the summer or is it the winter? I'm not sure. I'm thinking that a lot of people complain about winter maybe more than summer. I'm thinking that's what it is. When you're saying minus 26 degrees, I'm not a whiner, but I might whine about that. I'll tell you what, if you live in Colorado, though, you live in Utah, you live in Wyoming, you live in some areas where there's some great skiing, oh, that's the best. Give me that powder any day of the week, no doubt about it. All right, stay with us. What's shaking or not shaking in the Capitol? That's next.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all
and
orders,
you know what?
And free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Mixing in a couple of different things. One, throughout the show, Mandela and the significance of Nelson Mandela. What did he mean to the world? What were the strengths of Mandela? And I think fortitude, belief, and not having bitterness after what happened with Mandela is huge, because I can't think of very many instances where someone would have been locked up for 27 years and come out the way that he did. Truly remarkable. And then he became that figure that was a uniter in many, many senses. Let's go to Morgan, who is out there listening to us. Hey, Morgan, how are you?
Yep.
All right. Morgan. I think Morgan slipped away. So let's go back to the significance of Nelson Mandela and what he meant to the world. And as I said, the biggest thing with Mandela to me was the fact that he could unite so many people, and his biggest influence on the new South Africa, I think, was that determination, that anger over all of what had happened to him in the past, including his years as a political prisoner, didn't do anything to deter his his, I guess the way that he treated people, the way that he tried to reconcile with some people in South Africa. And remember, he had that 1995 Truth and Reconciliation Commission that investigated human rights violations and gave, you know, a place to vent for grievances because of so many things that had happened in South Africa. And during, you know, despite resistance on really all sides of this, Mandela swung what he wanted to be the Rainbow Nation behind many things, including that Rugby World Cup game that was more than a game, and that's why that was so significant. The fact that he was able to make that happen, and there were so many people against that happening, showed the strength of not just Mandela, but what he could do with what he was trying to do so desperately for South Africa, his home country, was to rehabilitate it and put it back on the map as a country that would spring back, even with sporting successes, too, as well. And I've mentioned this already, but there is no doubt that Nelson Mandela's funeral, his services, whenever this is all announced, what it's going to be, any world leader is going to go there, and current world leaders and past world leaders will also, I'm sure, make their way there. And I was thinking about this today. Can you imagine with that many people? This has happened a couple of different times, but not that not in recent memory that I can think of, where you'd have to have massive security because of the celebration. So while the world is celebrating and honoring his life, and you've got leaders and public figures that are paying tribute, that dissension on the area of where they're going to ultimately hold this would be, I think, an amazing thing to see. And from what I understand, they've been planning this now for a while because it was clearly he was not doing well. In fact, the last time the president was in South Africa and wanted to see Mandela, he couldn't see Mandela because he wasn't well. And he decided that it was better to let him be with his family and not have to try to somehow do that thing that you do, the dance when you're the president, and you have to have all that Secret Service, and you're doing a visit to the hospital of a anti-apartheid icon who was, you know, not doing well, was in and out, kind of bouncing all around. And so we'll have more reaction to Mandela, to what he did for human dignity and freedom, and, you know, what it means, the loss of Mandela, and truly how he was such an advocate for peace. And, you know, this is the whole thing of put your politics aside for a second, because I don't believe that anybody looking at the Mandela situation would, at least in the United States, certainly, I don't think it would be, in the case of Mandela, it doesn't matter, Republican, Democrat, all of them embraced him, from Bush and Clinton to Bush one, everybody in between on the Hill, and what they say when Mandela came to Washington, everybody wanted to get a chance to meet him. I know that Bob Ney told us it was amazing. Everybody, the former congressman from Ohio who spent some time with us here in America Tonight, said it's amazing the way he sort of parted the waters when he came to D.C., because no matter what was happening, everybody wanted a chance to see Mandela, get a few moments with him, tell him what they thought, and, you know, shake his hand, frankly, and take pictures with him and whatnot. Usually it's the opposite way around. Although now we could talk about the popularity or the lack of popularity among the crew, Congress and the Senate, and whether people still want to take their pictures with the people who represent them. All right, I said that we would mix in a little Washington speak, and of course Washington is reacting to Mandela, but besides celebrating his life or having a comment or two, the business in D.C. is to come up with some sort of a budget, and at this point, nothing is happening. There's there's going to be a recess with the House, and it doesn't look like anything's going to happen to reconcile between the House and the Senate unless it happens quickly. Here's what the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, had to say about a possible budget.
I'm hopeful that Chairman Ryan and Senator Murray will be able to come to an agreement. I haven't seen the agreement. We'll wait and see what it looks like.
All right. So there you go. Because they're waiting to see, after they get out of these committees, if there was any kind of movement. But the problem is they were so far apart on what was going to happen as far as the debt was concerned. And it's the same song that we've been singing since there hasn't been a budget. And that's why can't you get this thing done? How come you know every single year you have the same thing that you have to deal with, but yet with no budget deal you have an incredible do-nothing Congress again? So are we going to have part two, which would be unbelievable to me if we had part two of a government shutdown? So you've got the House Budget Chair Paul Ryan, who Boehner mentioned there, who's returned to Wisconsin, and the Senate Budget Chairwoman, who is Patty Murray, who's in Washington State. So the talks might be positive. That's what the word is. But they haven't found what they're calling something that is bridgeable. That they, in other words, one side can give in, they'll agree to it, and it'll happen. If they fail to come up with the budget, then it's another potential shutdown of the government. And government funding runs out in January, the same time that billions in new budget cuts are going to hit. So it's a disaster times two. And I just don't see how they cannot figure this out. I mean, it is disastrous. No matter what you think of what's happening with this ridiculous amount of spending and how, and I think it's outrageous, how deep we go into the deficit hole, the sequesters on top of the shutdown and everything else in between is just spells bad news all the way around, especially to try to kick off 2014 that way. And for goodness sake, this has to be the priority. Heading back into another session to start off the year, they have to believe that they cannot get reelected this way if they keep doing the same old things. I think we need to hold their feet to the fire and just start docking pay. If you can't come up with a budget, then every day that you don't have a budget, we're going to have to just dock your pay. And that's what happens. It's just like the whole Obamacare thing. If the medical care is so good, if affordable care is good, then just all the way around, give everybody the health exchanges all the way around, because they're having a lot of problems with the health exchanges. And then, of course, there's states that are turning down money, and they're talking about how much money is being turned down, and will, in the end, that penalize that state because they'll end up paying more in a different way, which would be ridiculous. So let's hope that doesn't happen. I think this is all a march, really, to socialize medicine. I think that's, in the end, where we end up. The place that a lot of people thought was the name of the game in the beginning anyway, a lot of Democrats, I think that's exactly what's going to happen here, because I don't see how the system holds up under the current situation of health exchanges, people not signing up, healthy versus people who are older, and of course a massive baby boomer generation that's just getting bigger, bigger, and bigger. Stay with us. On the flip side, we can count.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Tonight. Hope you're staying warm out there. Be careful throughout the weekend because off and on, depending on where you live, not only is it unusually cold, which, yes, in many places we're used to cold weather, but now you're getting that first ice storm. Some snow is being dumped all over the place. And you know what that means. You've got to dig out a place. You've got to be a little bit more careful. I know in my own neighborhood we've had just a ton of accidents because people don't see that black ice, and how brutal is that? Nothing worse than that, right? And it's the Midwest we're talking about. It's the Southwest, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Tennessee. I know we have listeners all in those areas. And the whole midsection, the temperatures are dipping in the 20s and then below zero, too, in the upper Midwest as well. So severe weather. If you don't have your winter gear ready, boy, you better make sure that you have it ready now. All right, we're ready for some numbers. Time for We Can Count.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12.
A prosecutor announced on Thursday that Jameis Winston, the quarterback for top-ranked, number-one-ranked Florida State University, isn't going to be arrested into the investigations of rape last year. They say a key factor was the accuser's recollection of what happened during the December 2012 incident, where she said that he raped her after she'd been drinking with friends at a Tallahassee bar. And the prosecutors say that they have a duty to only file charges if they have a reasonable likelihood of a conviction, and they didn't feel like they could meet that burden. He said they didn't even have probable cause to arrest Winston, which is a pretty low standard of proof. So they got all that out there. And the defense attorney said that, of course, Winston was happy that, that this was over with, and so then they move on, because he's probably, it's not definite, but he's probably going to win the Heisman Trophy, and certainly that would have affected that if he was being charged, not to mention that whole run to the championship. But hey, if there was probable cause there, and they definitely had the means, the evidence to do it, then I would say bravo, pursue it. But if this was something that was trumped up, and then that's wrong. And so either way, it all goes away, as the prosecutor said. He will not be charged in the case. And a lot of people were on pins and needles to see what was going to happen here, including his family, concerned about what was going on. This is reason for big concern. How about this kid that was killed in an Idaho school bus crash? They're starting to change now the safety regulations for school buses, because they're talking about having safety harnesses, or really more kind of sort of a seat belt thing that comes across the laps of the students on the big seats. But awful when you hear these stories. So the kid was in elementary school, killed, five other people injured. What happened was the bus crashed with a dump truck on Thursday morning. There were 10 kids. They were headed to school, and it was 8 o'clock in the morning, and they're trying to figure out, they're still determining what caused the accident. But what an awful, awful, awful call to have to make. And I think it's good that they're changing now the regulations on these school buses, because it's not all the buses have led to deaths, but certainly there have been some terrible tragedies with the buses colliding, or somebody colliding with cars or trucks or whatever. And once they have those seat belts, it doesn't mean that they're 100% safe, but I think it'll help some of them when those buses flip over. Rand Paul, if you've listened to the show, he's been on the show a couple of times. He's one of my favorites. We liked him when he was running, and now that he's in, I love the fact that he's willing to and able to just, if he wants to go rogue, he can go rogue. I really think that he dances to the beat of his own drum. He certainly has allies in the Senate as someone who's still digging his way in there. But he's going to travel to Michigan on Friday, and he's going to announce plans to rescue Detroit. I mean, this is our largest city ever in our history to go into bankruptcy. And he's saying that he's going to introduce a bill next week that would enact what he calls economic freedom zones. Or he was on Fox News and he called it enterprise zones on steroids. And so they've had these enterprise zones in a bunch of states for decades and decades, right? And the idea is to give tax incentives and breaks to depressed areas and neighborhoods in large cities so that you can beef up the economy and draw in more business. In New Jersey, and I remember this, businesses in the 32 designated enterprise zones have a reduced sales tax. Their sales tax is 3.5% on things like capital equipment, and then there's tax credits, energy sales tax exemptions, and an 8% corporate business tax credit, which is significant to try to build back some neighborhoods that really are in terrible decline. And so the idea is to beef that up and do that more and oversee that in Detroit, take it to a different level even, if the unemployment level is, let's say, greater than 1.5% of the national rate, what he's proposing, Paul's proposing that you do, is create taxes so low that you're able to basically bail yourself out. And it would reduce income taxes to 5%, and it would eliminate capital gains taxes. The payroll tax would also go down for both the employee and the employer. But the whole deal with his bill, and the reason for the trip to Michigan and really to get that humping, is that only businesses that are succeeding any kind of, you know, success would benefit from that. But I think in some of those areas, you would have a great chance to attract people to hang in there. And it's a smart move, because what do? You just let Detroit, oh, there goes Detroit. See you, neighborhood. Just let her go, because it's, can you imagine living in downtown Detroit? As desperately as they've tried to attract people and get people to go back to those areas, they've had a really tough time with that. If you go there, you see so many boarded up places, and it's depressing. It looks like a ghost town. We played some of the 911 calls from Sandy Hook Elementary, and now here it is that they've been out there and people are listening to them, and there are many people saying that it's like opening up old wounds hearing those calls, and it looked like they weren't going to be released, and of course then ultimately they were released, and portions of the recordings have been all over the place and of course transcribed in any of the papers if you pick them up. And the parents of the murdered students on hold, because many of them have been interviewed now, say that they were hoping they were able to leverage the law to prevent the release of the crime scene photos. And thank goodness, I do agree with that from that day. But some are pretty upset that they couldn't hold back the 911 recordings. And the Associated Press, I said this the other day, had requested that they be made public because of the Freedom of Information Act. So this was a year-long battle, and then it finally opened up just the other day, and many of those calls, like I said, are being aired now also all over the country. And many people think the opposite, that it might be a little bit raw, but it also helps to understand what happened there. Any thoughts on the show, you can send them to me, americatonight.net.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.